You're listening to Talking Architecture and Design, brought to you in association with the Architecture and Design Network. You can catch up with news, projects, interviews, and much more at architectureanddesign.com.au, where you can also subscribe to our newsletters and magazine.
And today we have with us in our ever-expanding virtual studio, Rowan McLean.
With over 20 years' experience delivering major complex initiatives and managing significant portfolios, University of Melbourne's Australian Institute for Infectious Disease Executive Director Rowan McLean is leading the development and operationalisation of the $650 million AIID project. Previously, Rowan has held positions at the University of Western Australia, the Committee for Perth for the Government of Western Australia, Water Corporation of Western Australia, GHD, Librand, and PwC. Rowan received a Bachelor of Architecture degree from the University of Western Australia and a Defence and Industry Study course, or DICS as it's known, from the Department of Defence.
Welcome to Talking Architecture and Design, Rowan McLean.
Oh, hi. It's nice to be here.
So you have 20 years executive experience delivering major and dare I say, from the sounds, in very complex initiatives, including those revolving around gender parity in the workplace. Men, let's talk about the construction industry, which of course we're intimately involved with here at Talking Architecture and Design. Men make up about 3/4, some 74% of the construction industry workforce, according to data published only a few days ago. Do you think there are certain jobs that men want to do and certain jobs that women want to do, and never the two shall meet? Or is that, dare I say, a social construct?
I definitely don't think that never the two should meet. I think all jobs should be available and attractive to all. And I suppose some of the issues with trying to encourage women into the construction industry is ensuring that they know how attractive some of the jobs are. They're challenging and interesting. And I think more and more we are providing a work environment that makes it really attractive.
Okay, so let's talk about the AIID, or the Australian Institute for Infectious Disease, which I guess you guys would have been busy for the past few years. The project in Melbourne has a majority women-led team, with six of the seven members of the head of the board being women, including the three most senior roles. What is the reason? Why have you been so successful in getting women to the top of your management structure at the AIID?
So the steering committee has seven members, and of that, three of them are women. And the university's project delivery team has seven in again, and six of us are women in the project delivery team. And I suppose we've been successful in that way because the women have been the best people to fill the jobs. They've got great experience, they've got great knowledge, and they're really well qualified, and they were the best people available at the time to take up the role. And I guess that's why we've got a team of women.
So what have you done with the procurement approach with Wall Architects and Oricon and gender equality in terms of your work with the AIID?
Yeah, so it's been quite an important part for us all the way through the project. So we've embedded into the procurement some targets that when we've gone out to tender, that we've put that in the tender documents for companies to respond to. So, in the design team have committed to 40% women being involved in the project for the duration of the project, which is great. And they've got a fantastic design team, led by Megan Dwyer as the partner in charge, and with Minnie Cade as the principal. But doesn't mean that the blokes aren't involved as well. We've got John and Steph and the rest of the team there as well on the project. But we certainly have a number of women, and Emmy Lee Kilvington's done a terrific job, and Tina have. So That's been great. And then the procurement, we went obviously with our engineering as well. We went out and Oricon are the engineers, and Laurel Bird has been the lead practice leader for the mechanical engineering and on the project, which is so heavily involved in this type of highly laboratory research institute. So when we've gone out, we've really structured the program up to encourage it, and we've got some fantastic talent building the design of the program.
So just to clear it up, so Wardle are the architects and the designers of this new headquarters, and Oricon are the engineers, yeah?
That's right. And we also have Wilson Architect with Michelle Duval, who's a senior associate leading the laboratory and clinical aspects of the design. So we've got Wardle the Architects. It's about 42,000 square meters development. Half of it is laboratories. The other half of it is workplace with a whole series of amenities, some clinical trial units. And importantly, in this type of really complex designed facility, it's got quite a large amount of plant and back of house supporting those very specialist laboratories.
So where do you see the state of female participation in the Australian built environment sector at present? And for that matter, where would you like it to be?
Well, I suppose I only get a very narrow view of the projects I'm involved in, but I think across my career, it's obviously increased significantly, and so I think it's on a really good trajectory, but it still has a way to go. This particular project, it's been terrific, and I think we've seen, particularly in the Zoom meetings, where you suddenly go, "Oh my gosh, there's so many women involved in the project," when you look on screen. But I think it's still got a way to go. I think the consultants and in the design side of things, it's really moving forward, and I know that from being involved in the university with a high proportion of the students coming through are women. But I think it still needs to track through into the contractor side more significantly. I think there's more work to be done there.
In terms of what you just said, is there a country that we should be emulating, or is Australia pretty much on top of the table for female participation in this workforce?
Oh gosh, I'm no particular expert on this. I don't suppose. But I always think that the Scandinavian countries seem to be taking the lead in these things, and they have been for quite some time with sort of gender equity and balance in areas. But I think I'm really focused on what we're doing here in Australia, and on the couple of projects I'm leading. And I think really I'm trying to do what I can. With the influence I've got on the couple of projects that I'm involved in Melbourne.
Thank you very much, Ryan McLean, from the AIID, or the Australian Institute for Infectious Disease. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem.
You've been listening to Talking Architecture and Design. Until next time, goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Talking Architecture and Design, brought to you in association with the Architecture and Design Network. You can catch up with news, projects, interviews, and much more at architectureanddesign.com.au, where you can also subscribe to our newsletters and magazine.